Good Saturday morning, and welcome to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell. Let me try that again. I'm Steve Carnell in with you on this Saturday morning, as always. Appreciate you tuning in to WKWXFM.com, WKWX app, and then on the radio dial, 93.5 FM. A lot to talk about on this Saturday morning. Hardin County basketball, they were in action this past week at Chester County, at Northside last night. And then we continue the road trip next week, as we'll be at Southside and McNairy County. And then finally, we get to come home before we go back on the road for the district tournament. But we have a lot of basketball to talk about. Bowling news. We got some bowling news to talk about. Will Hardin County continue their dynasty in girls bowling? We'll tell you all about it. We got all the information. Coming your way here in just a few minutes. Tennessee basketball tonight. Tennessee will be at Auburn. Should be a good one. We'll be on the air at 7 p.m. So be sure to mark that down for this afternoon as we continue our Sports Saturday here on 93.5 FM. NFL football playoffs this weekend. Getting down to the nitty-gritty now. Who's it going to be? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? We'll find out. Baseball starting soon. Hardin County baseball starting in March. Looking forward to talking to Coach Creasy pretty soon about the upcoming season. Get his feelings on what's going on with his baseball club. Also coming up in a few minutes, Coach Kirk and Coach Geyer. We'll talk Tiger and Lady Tiger basketball here in just a few minutes. Hey, if you or someone you know have been hurt in a car accident, truck accident, motorcycle accident, or have a loved one that was involved in a wrongful death claim, give my guy a call. That's Justin Reynolds at Reynolds Injury Law Firm. Justin will take care of you. He will navigate you through the legal world. So if you've been hurt in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, have a family member or someone you know that's been involved in a wrongful death claim, call Justin at 731-925-7000 or go to helpmejustin.com. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, see if we can get a hold of Coach Kurt. We'll talk some Lady Tiger basketball. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Hardin County Tiger baseball team opens their 2025 season March the 4th in Henderson, Tennessee at Freed Hardeman University as they'll take on South Gibson County. First pitch is at 6 p.m. Catch every pitch, hit, and run right here on your number one sports station, 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Unable to get a hold of Coach Kirk right at the moment. So Coach Geyer's here while he unfolds his biscuit. See, that's why I take care of these people up here. All the coaches that come in, coffee, biscuit, sausage. Ain't nothing like a good old biscuit either in the morning. I'm laying off bread, though.
I look forward to it every time I come in.
Look forward to laying off bread or the sausage and biscuit?
Both.
Both. You're not laying off the biscuit, though. If I was your age, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Man, I'd eat everything. Eat everything you can. You get my age, you'll pay for it later. But, I mean, hey, what the heck? You know, live it up. I've got that biscuit sitting over there, and it's just looking at me, and the words on the back of it says special. So, I don't know.
It's Saturday.
It's cheat day. I know. Well, yeah, I do have a cheat day. It's usually Wednesday. I don't know why I've always picked Wednesday when I'm trying to cut back a little bit. But, you know, I was getting where I was having trouble getting out of bed and trouble sleeping because my joints were just killing me with them, you know, all that inflammation when you eat a bunch of mess over holidays and stuff. So all I got to do is seems like cut carbs out or the number of carb intake, and it seems like I get pretty golden at that time. I don't know how long it'll last.
But eating's not as fun.
No, it's not as fun. You know, I was going to go on that carnivore diet. You ever done that?
I've never done it, but I know a couple people that have.
How did they do it? Because I tried it. It's just meat. You just eat meat.
A buddy of mine did it about a month ago for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And he said by the end of it, he was
struggling.
Weight. But he did lose weight. And he wasn't overweight or anything like that anyway. So, but he did. I think he lost about 10 to 15 pounds. But
wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. If I couldn't do it.
I tried. I just can't do it. So what I've done is I just eat chicken, beef, whatever for lunch. I might get salad or some slaw or something like that. Lay off bread. That's my biggest thing, man, bread. I love bread.
Me too.
I love it. And then I got tickled. I got home last night, and we got all these pastries and homemade bread. My wife goes out to a place out here on 64. She said they got a lot of specials. She goes out there trying to buy some meat and stuff, and they got all this other stuff. I walk in. I said, why'd you buy all this? You know I'm not eating. She said, I forgot all about that. She said, I bought that sourdough bread for you. I said, I'm not eating. I said, what are we having for supper tonight? What am I going to have tonight, Saturday?
Yeah.
Said, kids coming over. We're going to have a steak, anything like that, grilling out. She said, no, pasta. I said, she said, well, just eat the meat out of the pasta.
She's not helping you out.
No. Eat the meat out of the pasta. Have you ever done that?
No.
No, I ain't doing that either. I may just go get me something to eat and grill it and just sit there and watch everybody else enjoy their life. I appreciate you coming in. It's a pretty Saturday. Sunshine is out. It's a little cool right now, but it's supposed to get up, maybe mid-50s today?
Yes,
and,
sir.
And that'll be a lot better than we've had. We got a lot to talk about today, sports-wise. Of course, bowling team. Appreciate Coach. I always say Coach Smith, Athletic Director Smith, Matthew Smith, sending me the information. We got an update on the individual tournament up there. We had two Tigers fighting it out for a state championship. The teams were up there. We'll tell you if the dynasty continues. And so we got a lot to talk about. Also, playoff football coming up. Is it today and tomorrow, I guess?
Just tomorrow,
all day Sunday. And then, of course, baseball starting soon. But big week for the Tigers as we went over to Chester County and last night to Northside. And let's see, we kicked it off with Southside, Lexington, Chester County, now Northside. And then we're going to be on the road again next week. So hopefully we'll get home soon. But let's go back to Chester County game. Unfortunately, you were without your point guard, you're kind of the quarterback of the team. And I know you noticed, but, you know, as we were doing the broadcast, I said, it's just not right. I mean, everybody was kind of doing their thing, but when you're used to having that one guy with the basketball, it makes it tough for everybody else really to get in your offensive sets, to really know what your role is now, what you're doing. And you were just trying anybody and everybody really to get things going.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about it pregame, and having Jackson out changed a lot of guys' roles, and not that they're not necessarily capable of doing some of those roles, but when you throw it on them in one day, when it's different when you have time, really a lot of time to prepare. But, you know, Jackson played in that game on Friday and, you know, over the weekend dealt with that hand injury. So we knew coming in Monday that he was probably going to be out. And so, you know, you try to prepare, you try to prep, and you do stuff like that throughout the season. But obviously he's a huge part of our team and has been for the past few years. And so – I think you saw early it kind of shocked us a little bit, just playing different roles. But once we settled into the game, I mean, we kept it tight and competitive. I think they outscored us 10 in the first quarter, and then the rest of the next three quarters were even. And so on the road, and, you know, we didn't play our best game, but I thought we handled it well enough to be in the game late. And I told our guys, you know, after even at halftime, I'm not disappointed in some of the little things, like you're not being in a role necessarily you're comfortable in, but we missed several free throws and a couple chippies there too in the second quarter. And we went back and watched that as a group where we were down, I think, 9, and we missed 3 free throws, 2 layups, and a wide-open kick 3 where they had not scored. So we held them scoreless and missed some shots. But, you know, that's part of playing on the road and part of playing a new role. And also with Peyton Murphy being out, he was a guy that was starting for us, so shifts another guy up in that role. And so we knew it would be kind of a struggle maybe early, but I thought once we settled in, we competed and played hard and kept it competitive there. And but they're a solid basketball team. Their point guard's really good, and he kind of took over late and made plays, and that's what he's been doing for 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They were a lot better than advertised, I think. They had struggled a little bit, new coach. They lost a lot from last year's team. A lot of these guys probably were role players last year. But they were a lot better. Or either they had a really good game and that's the best game they played all year long, but they were more impressive than I expected them to be, just looking at scores and things like that in some of the games they played. But, yes, you're right. They've got a senior point guard. He can play number 3 down low. He's, I don't know what, 6'3", 4", something like that, but he has some hops to him. And then they had a kid outside, got 21, 22 points like that. So, and then Barham kid. They always have a Barham kid, seems like forever. This is the brother, right?
It is, yep.
And of the kid that played last year. And he was pretty good, just not as tall. They played a lot alike.
Yeah,
he's just kind of crazy.
As tall, but yeah, very similar style of player. But yeah, Chester kind of struggled a little bit early. Played a tough schedule, but new coach, new sit, and now that they're starting to gel, they went over to McNary and beat them double digits. Beat us on Tuesday. Beat Lexington last night. So they are better than their record would show, and you see it now. And he had some injuries and stuff a little early, and he's getting guys healthy. But they play hard, guard the ball well. You know, that they're a solid team. Obviously, we'd love to play them at full strength, and hopefully we get that chance here in a couple weeks. But I was proud of our guys for when you could have put your head down 10 or 12 and say, well, we've got Jackson out, well, Merce out, kind of you could have ducked your head and let – and we just kept fighting, and, you know, put pressure on them late to have to close the game out. But, you know, we knew kind of going in with that first game without those guys that it was going to be a little bit of a struggle, you know, and you try to your best to prepare. We're Monday and even Tuesday in pregame, we're doing a lot of things, but till you're in that environment, without Murph, you can't really prep for it in a game-like situation. And so once they realized, too, that Jackson was out, they amped the pressure up. And, you know, that's just part of it, and we got to learn to play through it. But it's going to make us better here in a week or two when we get everybody back healthy.
Yeah, because I think they could kind of see that maybe Lamarion a little bit and Jacob – and Jaden, to some degree, were a little uncomfortable in that row of running the offense. They're usually the one that's
– well, you look at a guy like Jaden who had – not that he can't handle the ball, but when you go from handling it some to handling it the whole game, your whole game changes. And he's a guy that plays off the ball, that can make three-point jump shots, can drive off a closeout. And he wasn't really able to do that because we had to have him handling the basketball. And so – you know, I think he only had 8 points, but it's like he's handling the ball. You know, it just changes his game. And so, you know, like I said, when we've been healthy and had those guys, I thought we've clicked and looked pretty good because I think we have some guys that are really good in some roles. And that's part of basketball. Like, you got to have guys play certain roles. And I think we have that when we've got everybody there. And, had some younger guys come in that Chester game and play some minutes, and so getting their feet wet some a little bit, or maybe more than they have in the past few weeks. So different roles, different style of play. You know me, I like to play a lot of man-to-man. I like to pressure some. And when you take out two of your top 5 or 6 minute getters, that kind of cuts down your depth and what and your style too. So like it, and not only does it change just personnel, but it changes as a coach kind of what you're wanting to do. And so, you know, it affected us, but we competed and, you know, had a chance, single digit game in the fourth on the road. If we do a couple things early to clean it up, we're right there late. But, you know, we move on from it and keep continuing to get better.
I think on the individual side, if you look at individual players, I think Corbin probably had his best game against Chester County. He was real active inside and scored some points for you. He's the most unlucky person I've ever seen around the basket. He can have these bunnies and they go in and drop in the cylinder and then they'll kick out.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it, but he played really well, so that helped you a lot. And got his name on the tip of my tongue. The other guy that is coming in,
Garrett Sipes.
Sipes, yeah, he played pretty well the other night. Yeah,
he played some solid minutes for us. I think he played about 6 or 7 minutes. Got a bucket off out of bounds play. Just being big and physical inside, but like we've talked about, just playing your role. And so he gave us some quality minutes against Chester. But you know it. Corb's played better. We talked with him, like, dude, like, the consistency level, he's had some games that he's looked pretty good, and then I thought he kind of took a step back in the McNary game when we played him at home after I thought he probably played his best game against Southside that game before. And so we talked, like, you know, we're not asking you to do it. Just do your role, man. Like, and he does his role, and he's a great teammate and a guy that – plays extremely hard, and over the past few games I thought he's played well, and if he'll continue that with some of the other guys now when their roles have changed, when they can go back to their roles, if they can expand it just a little bit, I think that we could be hard to beat at the end of the year. So, you know, keep working, keep improving, just making guys better. You see Ian Stanley, he had 17 against Chester, had double figures last night against Northside. So if we can continue that and put it all together, and that's what we keep striving for, and get some of these guys back healthy, I think we could be clicking at the right time.
All right, let's take a timeout. We're talking with Coach Ryan Geyer. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. We'll talk more Tiger basketball after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM, talking with Coach Ryan Geyer. You like my new hat? Wait a minute. You didn't notice my new
hat? Yeah, I do like it, though.
Do like it?
Kind of like we got the music back, too.
Yeah, kind of a different color in it. Mm-hmm. Looks different. New tightless hat.
Yeah, makes you look like you can play golf.
Yeah, well, that's always the that's the case with me. What is it? Always better to look good than feel good.
That's right.
Yeah. I was listening to a comedian last night. He said, I don't like wearing suits. I like being casual. He said, when I can put a suit and tie, you know, shirt and tie on, I just want to manage people and rule over everybody. So I stay casual all the time. That's where I am. I'm a hat guy. Boy, I love hats. You like hats?
I wore them a lot growing up.
You got nice hair, though.
Being a coach, but not being a coach of an outdoor sport, I don't really wear hats much. But some people look really good in hats. Some don't. Like,
well, I got a head for hats. So yeah, you know,
my brother doesn't look good in hats, but like we talk about that. But anyway, but some people do. I'll wear them, but like I said, I'm inside coaching and stuff, so it's not as frequent, but.
Yeah, I'm kind of a hat guy. If you ever notice, I'll have on different hats all the time, and I do my own, you know, and send them in and have got somebody right. Do them. People ask, say, where do you get that hat? I like that. I said, it's one of a kind.
Specialty.
It's a specialty hat. Got asked that last night, the hat I had on last night. Where'd you get that? I said, it's just one of a kind. I said, it's my design, and they put it on a hat for me.
Yeah.
Went over to Northside last night after losing to Chester County in a tough one. We knew Northside was going to be difficult to manage, even if you had Jackson. They're very good. They've got a kid, that Javonte Smith. He plays football for them, a Tennessee recruit. I'm not saying that because he's a Tennessee recruit, but he was really good in football when he was over here. That's the first time I kind of remember him. He's been playing over there for a while, but last year he really made a difference in the football game on both sides of the ball. I remember him from basketball when we played them, and then they said he's also a heck of a shortstop for their baseball team, so a three-sport guy. But, you know, kids like that, watching him, they had a lot of size last night. I mean, they kind of cookie-cutter in most positions that they had. But watching him, he just kind of hung. He's hard to defend because he's not in all the – he's just kind of – I don't know how to – just kind of roaming free, you know, just hanging around the basket, gets a lot of junk, gets a lot of putbacks, had, you know, 25 or so last night, and you would have never known it, just a quiet 25.
Yeah, no, he's you can make a case. He's the best athlete in West Tennessee for what he in all three sports. And literally yesterday I saw on social media he had gotten an offer from West Virginia that day, the day of the game in football. But, you know, a high major football recruit, they say he can throw upper 80s in baseball. You saw what he can do on the basketball floor. And, no, very good player. Obviously they're very good. They're a top five team in the state in 3A, and I think 19-3 on the year, and two of the games they've lost are by 1 point. And so, very quality team. Play hard. Have three or four guards that can play. Smith, he's probably 6'1", 6'2", but he's just so athletic at the rim. I mean, last night, Corb was set up to take a charge, and he jumped from the free throw line and dodged Corb like. I mean, it was.
I know. Me and Sharp just looked at each other, and us, and Larry Arendelle was down there because they were asking me that we were trying to figure out which I couldn't remember who it was that had signed. Those of us that were Tennessee people fans, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and we both just shook our head. I said, I mean, his control and Corb thought he was set up good.
Yeah, that's I thought he was set up good too. But, no, he's a really great athlete and good basketball player. And like we were talking just a second ago, first quarter I thought we played pretty decent. And they came out in the second quarter. I think they hit 7 threes in the second quarter. I mean, it's just a barrage. And at least five of them were contested threes. And they're just – and when a team like that, they get hot and get rolling and they start playing with that confidence, and all of a sudden everybody's hitting them. And, you know, that's what they do. And I thought we handled their pressure pretty decent for the most part. I mean, we had a couple live ball turnovers, but I thought we handled it pretty decent and were able to get in some half-court stuff. They switch all screens, which they can do when, like you're talking about, equal size and quickness and speed, 1-5. And so – I thought we did a pretty decent job of that and without Jackson. And then, like I said, they went on a barrage there. Then we came out in the third quarter and kept competing, played. I think we outscored them in the third. And, you know, it was about a four-minute stretch in the second quarter. You looked up, and it was just we called timeout, and then all of a sudden we caught it. You look up, and they're still scoring. And like I said, that's what they do. They're very capable of doing it, and that's why they're a threat to go to Murfreesboro and do something when they get there. And so we knew that. But like I said, get to play them at home in a couple of weeks. Hopefully we're healthy, can play more of our style of game. And, you know, last year kind of a similar game over there, but we beat them at our place. And So, you know, it, when you throw the ball up, it's 0-0. You got to kind of throw out some stuff that's happened in the past. But credit to them for a really good basketball game. And our guys kept competing, and that's what we talked about. Just keep competing, man. Like, don't let it get to where they, when they come to our place, they come in oozing with that confidence. And so, you know, it, just battling. When our young guys came in, they battled. I was proud of that. Like, they took pride in just playing hard. And, you know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for at the end of the day. And there's going to be times where you may be a little overmatched. You may be undersized. You may not be as fast. And then there's some times where you're faster than the other guy. But it, you got to have the same mentality regardless. And so the stuff we're trying to teach these younger guys, and I was proud of that when they got their time too there at the end. But, you know, not much to say other than Northside's a very good basketball team.
Yeah, they're a good team. That was going to be a challenge regardless. And you do miss Jackson in that situation. And Murphy, there's potentially double digits there. Ian had another good game last night. I thought Lamarion played well. I think Jacob Saunders played really well too last night in that game. And several people in their roles came in. But, man, that second quarter, it was all about one quarter, really. And it was all really about 6 to 8 minute stretch there where we were in that ball game. And then you look up and you go, we're not in this game anymore.
Yeah, it can flip on a switch.
I mean, it was – they didn't miss.
Yeah.
Ever.
Everybody. It wasn't just like it was one kid.
No.
It was multiple. And, you know, and we had a couple turnovers there, but it really was – like, I mean, we missed a couple shots. They come down, all of a sudden they're shooting it from 25 feet, and we're kind of like, let them shoot it, you know, and they make it. And it's like, okay, you know, it just kind of pick your poison. When they get hot, I mean, they're very hard to guard. And they've put up points in the 80s and 90s consistently throughout the year if you look at their numbers. And, you know, very good team. Like we said, they, both them and Southside are highly ranked. And you see them in our district, and then you look at a Chester County who we talked about. You look at records and stuff like that, but then you see them on the floor. Like, our district is very, very good top to bottom. And you got to be ready to play every night when you show up.
When you have a game like last night, and then it gets in the second half and really in the fourth quarter, and it gets where you're just trying to get out of there. And what do you say? Because me and Bill were talking about it, I asked him, because he's coached over the years, and I said, what do you tell a team when you have a game like that? I mean, do you just say, hey, appreciate your effort? They fought, and they did fight. I told Bill during the broadcast, I said, man, we're still fighting. We're still getting after it. It's late. I mean, we ain't got a shot. We're still fighting. And but what do you tell your kids when you have games like that that happen? And it's basketball. It's going to happen periodically.
Yep.
You know, somebody gets hot or a team gets hot. But, I mean, you just flush it and go on? Or
you got to take some highs and lows with it. You look at a Southside, we've seen them I think they've lost one game this year. 2 years ago, they won 5 games, but they had this core guys. Not comparing them to us, but I'm saying you got to take stuff regardless, win, lose, or draw. Because here's the thing, and this is what I told our seniors. I said in a month, 2 months, this game's over for you. Like, so are you going to go out because you didn't compete and play hard for your teammates, or is it going to be about you and we can just duck our heads and say, well, they got us tonight? And that's part of life. We have good days. We have bad days. You're going to get a job. You might not get a job. You're going to get a good grade on a test. But you got to continue to work and keep fighting. And that's what our kids did. And sometimes you're going to be outmatched or you don't play well. And guess what? When you play a 30-game basketball season, that's going to happen a few times. I don't care how good or bad you are. And our kids continue to fight. And that's all we can ask them to do. You know, especially when you're playing shorthanded a little bit. And they know that too. I mean, you're talking 17, 18-year-old kids. Like, they know at the end of the day. But continuing to fight. When our young guys came in, our older guys talking them up on the bench, you know, Corb Dale came in and got a rebound and a stick back, and our bench is up. When you do that and you're doing the right things, that's all you can ask for. Because at the end of the day, this game, is going to leave us at some point or another. And but it's about the relationships you make. It's about the work ethic you bring. Because one day you're going to have to work in that work environment with somebody. You're going to have to be a teammate. You're going to have to continue to work. You're going to have to show up to work at 8 o'clock one day even when you don't want to. It's easy to put your head down, and it's easy to be high when you're up 30. And I've told them, I said, we've been up 30 too. I said, you know that feeling? And now we've been down 30. So you see both sides of the coin. Which one do you like better? Now, we got to continue to work to get to that point, but don't ever quit. Just keep fighting. And you saw a kid like Lamarion who he's diving on the floor down 30, and he's diving on the floor. And those are the things that you can continue to teach and work at. And if you build that foundation, the rest will take care of itself. And so building the right things and doing the right things. And, you know, obviously there's things we can work on to get better, but you can take highs and lows from it. Keep pushing the kids, and you know, and like I told them, two and a half weeks, they got to come back to our place, and it's going to be a different game. It's going to be a different environment. But keep this in your mind when they dunk at the end of the game with no time left. Keep that in your mind, all the little things. And so, you know, just keep pressing on. That's all you can do.
You know, typically that dunk would have really irritated me last night, but that's a guy that's on down on the bench, and he had a moment to shine. And then also they stopped the clock, so one of their kids could shoot free throws, hoping to get him on the books too. I don't have a problem with any of that, but it still sticks in your craw a little bit if you're a competitor when something like that happens. But anyway, it's a tough night last night. Doesn't get any better next week. We'll talk about next week, and we'll also talk about kind of lining up seating-wise in the district tournament. And I'll try to get a hold of Coach Kirk here in just a few as well. Hey, I want to remind you, if you've been hurt in a car accident, truck accident, or motorcycle accident, give Justin Reynolds a call at Justin Reynolds Law Firm, 731-925-7000. He'll get you in a better place. He'll help navigate you through all the legal world and all the fight that you need. Call Justin and let him help you out. Or if you've had a family member or know someone that's been in a wrongful death claim, give Justin a call. He can help you there as well. Justin Reynolds Injury Law Firm, 731-925-7000, or go to helpmejustin.com. We'll take a quick timeout. Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. I'm Steve Cornell, and with you on this Saturday morning, as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Talking some Tiger basketball. We'll talk to Coach Kirk here in just a few about his week and also what's ahead for him. And speaking of what's ahead, doesn't get any easier next week. We'll go on the road again. We'll be back over in Jackson on Tuesday at Southside, and then go to McNary. And I don't know if any weeks are any important than the others, but this is a big week for your basketball team.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, going to Southside on Tuesday and then McNary on Friday, and then coming back home for three, and then it's district tournament time. So repeating that round robin style. You know, going in Tuesday night, Southside, very, very good team, put up 90-something last night in their game against McNary, so we know what kind of firepower they have. And obviously we've already seen that when they came to our place, so got to show up to compete in that one. And then McNary on Friday, could have a lot of emphasis on seeding depending on some things. But our main priority is continuing guys to understand in their role, that it's adjusted, and then taking that when our guys get back healthy and kind of molding that together and, you know, over these next couple games. And obviously we want to win every game we play, but continuing to prove and getting healthy is very important to each reaching our end goal. And so we keep preaching that, and our guys know that. And you talk about, you know, just buying in. Thursday, both of our assistants said that's probably the best practice we've had. And, you know, like we talk about, it's easy to fold up when you got your leading score down or whatever, and those guys don't. They continue to work, and it'll pay off here in a couple weeks. And so, you know, got to go out and compete both games next week, be two different styles, but go out to compete and keep moving around for seeding going into the tournament.
So Jackson and Murphy, any time frame that they could both return?
Have doctor's visits early next week. So if we get good reports, could be back by the end of the week. Next week, if not, we're hoping definitely when we come back home. So I think both will be out on Tuesday night, but maybe by Friday, and hopefully both by that next week. So, you know, continuing to get healthy. Had a lot of sickness going around this week too, with our kids, both boys and girls team. So continuing to get healthy, both injury and illness, and then continuing to work and go into Southside. And then obviously McNary, it's always fun over there. So two big road games, then we come back home, and then all of a sudden it's tournament time, and records don't matter. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. We've seen teams that were really good in regular season get beat. We've seen, so you never know how that's going to fall. And as you've seen, the teams, especially looking to be in that, are probably going to be in the play-in, looking at it right now, with us, Lex and Chester McNary, as you've seen, anybody can beat anybody, and especially if everybody's at full strength. So, you know, whoever we get matched up with, it's going to be a dogfight. And so we're looking forward to going out there to compete.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We'll be at Jackson Southside on Tuesday, McNary on Friday, and then, Lord willing, we'll be back home for a few days. Been on the road a while, it seems like.
Yeah, but that's part of the way it fell, just with this district schedule. But hoping we can get a couple changes for it for next year. It's just part of it. It's just the way it's fallen. And anyway, but it's not fun going on the road for a few games, but it is fun playing at home for a few games. So it does have benefits there too.
Heck,
so
yeah.
You know, got to push through it and get ready to go and continue this last stretch out as we head into postseason play.
All right, Coach, appreciate you coming in, and we'll look forward to Jackson Southside on Tuesday. We'll talk to Coach Kirk here in just a few minutes as we continue right here on Sports Talk. We'll take a timeout. Also, coming up, we got some bowling news as well as the Tigers and Lady Tigers looking for state championships. We'll tell you how it came out when we return. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell. I've been talking with Coach Geyer. Before we get to Coach Kirk, got some bowling news that we need to talk about on the individual qualifying this past few days. On the boys' side, Camden Morris finished fifth. Girls, Addie Alcott was first. Caitlin Woodard second. Libby Brumley third. Eliza Brown fifth. And then on the individual results, Caden Brown finished fifth, Eliza finished fifth, Libby fourth, Caitlin and Addie were bowling for a state tournament title this morning, I believe, or maybe yesterday. Coach Smith sent me this, and it said they're bowling for it right now, so. Anyway, the finals were Caitlin ended up winning it, getting a state champion chip individual side. Addie was runner-up. And then the girls won their 12th straight championship in a row and 16 total for that program. The boys were runners-up. They lost a very close match to Creekwood. So we got an individual state championship and Caitlin Woodard. And then girls state championship, 12 in a row, 16 overall, and the boys finishing runner-up. Coach Kurtz, have you ever in your life seen anything like this? 12 state championships in a row.
No.
I mean, to get that kind of bowler year in and year out and a bowling team like that, and then I don't know how many state championships, especially on the girls' side, that we've had individually.
Yeah, it is unbelievable what they're doing. It's mind blowing. It's hard to comprehend the kind of dynasty that they put together in bowling, and it's very, very impressive. You know, year in and year out, you just have kids that come dominate the sport, and you know, credit to the Chanels there, and just the dynasty they put together. It's hard to comprehend. 12 years is a long, long time. And to be that dominant as they are year in and year out, that's just very, very, very impressive.
Yeah, and 16 overall.
Yes.
And they weren't really a part of the program in the beginnings. And then all of a sudden, man, it just took off. But, yep, Michael, if you're listening, the dean of students, they need some NIL money. You win that many state championships. I mean, they've got a whole case just dedicated to them in the gymnasium down there of golden bowling balls. So congratulations to the Chanels. Congratulations to the Lady Tigers on the state championship. Congratulations to the Tigers on the runner-up finish and to Caitlin Woodard winning a state championship. And things just continue to go well for them. But, you know, it's unbelievable what they've done over the last several years. So I think before we get to basketball, I think what it is it's one of those deals where when they walk in, I think that the intimidation factor is there. And I think teams or maybe kids that are on teams, they just kind of fold and just go,
we got
Hardin County. David Long told me one time it was the most impressive thing he's ever seen when his daughter was playing, and I think they had won when they were in that 12 mix. And he said when Hardin County walks in up there in Middle Tennessee, he said, I promise you, I'm not just saying that. The whole bowling center just sort of stops as they walk in. It's just like it's kind of weird. You know, it's just high school kids walking in. But they just kind of stop, and everybody looks at them. And so that intimidation factor gets them right there when they see the maroon come in. But anyway, congratulations to them. Congratulations to you on a big week. Go over to Chester County, get a win. And then last night at Northside, and put y'all right back in the thick of things as far as the district goes.
Yeah, we had a good week. Tuesday especially worried me a lot, honestly, because Chester's not near as bad as what their record is, because they've had their probably their best player was out until right around maybe right after Christmas, just now getting back. And they play three posts. They're big and physical. And I was pleasantly surprised that we didn't end up coming out and overlooking them, because I thought that we had a very good shot to go in there and overlook them and then be in for a dogfight. But they're playing better every day, and that's even what Coach Pipkin said. She's like, we're playing better than what our record indicates just from early in the year. And they played, I think they – Lexington beat them last night by 8 or 9 single digits. So that was a close game the whole way. So credit to our girls for showing up for that one. And thought we shot the ball well. I think we had 20 something in the first quarter. So thought we played well offensively that game and then handled their physicality.
Yeah, it was, you know, that's what we were talking about in the pregame, me and Bill. You know, thing is, we just got to come out here and hopefully get in a good rhythm, start shooting the ball better. The game before that, we shot the ball better in that game. And then, you know, you just want to see that continue on. And then last night as well, we shot you know, that rhythm was still there. But, you know, this is kind of an odd thing that about Chester County. They were Well, like you said, they were better than I expected, number one, from talking with you guys and seeing some of their scores. But that was a good basketball team because they were, yes, like you said, they were aggressive. They got after us. They were really aggressive inside. Like, they had two girls, two post players that could really play and jump. They also had their point that could play. So, yeah, I mean, it was like, okay, well, I was expecting a blowout here and running over this team. But, man, she had them playing hard. I know that Coach Pipkin did. And they were just a lot better team than what I was expecting.
Yes, they were. Their guards are young, and I think that kind of holds them back at times. I think if they're playing teams that can turn them over, kind of like Southside, then they really struggle. But if they're not turning the ball over and they can play you on the half court, just because they're so physical and they just about mismatch everyone inside. You know, luckily we have a little bit of size inside as well that offsets some of it. But if you let them play a half court game with you, you're going to be in for a dogfight. You better hope they're missing shots around the rim. But, you know, very impressed with how they played and how they, you talk about us listening to Coach Geyer and how he talks about, you know, not quitting no matter what and continuing to compete. And that's what she's got those girls doing, because the start of the year was tough for them, battling injuries, to, you know, similar to how the boys are with Jackson now. Now they're back healthy and they're playing better every day. So that's going to be a tough – they're very capable of sneaking up on someone in the district tournament and winning that play-in game and ending someone's season, I think.
Exactly. But a big win for the Lady Tigers as they get on the board with the district. Go over to Northside last night. Let's take a quick timeout, and we'll talk about Northside's game and then also what's ahead for the Lady Tigers as we move forward into next week, as we'll be on the road again, Southside and McNary coming up. We'll take a quick timeout and a legal ID. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM, talking with Coach Kirk. I appreciate Coach Geyer being in earlier, talking Tiger basketball. Coach, last night, another team that we knew that hadn't had a whole lot of success really in the last couple of years. And you know what's funny about that? I can remember where Northside basketball, especially on the girls' side, I mean, you're talking about talent after talent after talent that came through there. They were very dominant. And then they've gone through some struggles, it just seems like. Now, I will say this. They played hard last night. They had a couple of players that could play, and you had to guard them and defend them. And but you can see, too, I don't know if it's just not lack of effort. That's not what I'm saying. They turned it over quite a bit. Just you know, kind of like just bad mistakes that drives coaches crazy. But you know, you can just control you, and your team played very well. I thought we got off to a good start against them. Started hitting some threes. Shaylee got off to a good start down low. Kind of got that game going in the first half, and then didn't coast. But as I told Bill during the broadcast, I said, you know, they're hanging around that 10 to 15 mark. I said, they're not really a threat, I don't think. It just doesn't seem like they have the firepower to come back.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was. Coming out of the gate, like we were scoring, like you said, Shaylee came out and played pretty well, and she was playing with some confidence throughout the whole game, and that was good to see, because that's what she's capable of doing against everyone, and she's just got to believe that she can do it against everyone. We shot it fairly decent, and then told him at halftime, I think it was a don't know what we were up, 9 or 10, something like that. But it really could have been. We missed a few layups around the rim early, and then they banked in 2 or 3 threes, and just the stuff they threw up happened to go in. I was like, it should probably be a 25-point game right now, but it's 9. But kind of like you were saying, it hung around the, probably the 15-point mark for a good while, 15, 20-ish. And, credit to our girls, we just didn't just sit there and just nonchalantly go. We played and competed. And, credit to Coach Northcutt at Northside. He makes them play. He's got them playing hard, and he tries to get all the talent out of them that they can possibly get. He's a great coach, and even better human being from what I understand and in my talks with him. They're very blessed to have him over there and doing what he does over there. But like you said, thought we played very well. Thought we shot it pretty well, and it's good to go over there and get a win and carry it to this next week.
Well, the Lady Tigers ended up winning 51-29. It was 26-17 at halftime. Then we just took over in the second half. Lily Beth had a good game last night. Hannah shot the ball well. I think Averly ended up with close to double digits. Also, Shaylee played well. Riley had a good game defensively and doing what she does. And then you got to play some other girls that didn't get to play a whole lot. Jaylee Jean had to come in. She had a big three there. I think it was in the second quarter. They're getting close to halftime when things were kind of tight. So it was just a good night for the Lady Tigers. And as we talk about that good night, you know, you get a couple of district wins, get back into where you're interested in seeding again, and whether you play in a play-in game or not play in a play-in game. Mm-hmm. And this week is going to be a big week. We're going to Southside. That's going to be a tough call. I mean, it just is. You can't sugarcoat this, and you're going into the defending state champion's house. And, you know, but you play the game, you never know. And then McNary, which is another good opponent. They beat us over here. I think we're a lot better team and match up with them a whole lot better probably than Southside. So next week is a very important week for the Lady Tigers to get a win, at least split or get two out of next week.
Yes, it is. And Southside at Southside, like you said, you can't really sugarcoat it, and there's no sense in sugarcoating. That's going to be a tough one. But if we play the way we played them at home for the three quarters, then you never know. Because I still think that was probably three quarters of Southside was probably our best basketball of the year. If it wasn't, it was close. And I would take that performance, you know, every day out of our girls as far as effort and energy and not being afraid. You talk about being intimidated and how people are intimidated of our bowling team. I think Southside, you know, demands that respect a lot of times when their girls walk into the gym. And if we don't play scared of the name on the jersey, you never know what's going to happen. Crazier things have happened. And then, like you were saying, against McNary, I thought we underperformed massively at home against McNary. I think they're a really good basketball team, but I think we can match up with them fairly decent. And I think that's one of those if you go on the road, and it could go either way. And going over there on the road and stealing that one would go a long way toward the seeding you're talking about, where we want to end up heading into the district tournament. That would be a massive one if we were able to go over there and clip them on the road.
Yeah, because it's a little bit different than on the boys' side. I mean, you got Southside, Northside on the boys' side. They're probably going to be 1-2. And then you've got, Lexington, Chester County, Hardin County, and McNary kind of trailing on the boys' side. Girls' side is a little bit different. You've got Southside that's way above, and then everybody else is equally as talented and kind of right there in a clump.
Yeah, and that's what I've wrote down scenarios and just in free time with Coach Geyer, and was like, okay, what happens if this, and what happens if this, and da-da-da. And we had everything from, you know, from a three-way coin flip to see who gets second, third, and fourth. You know, that's a possibility. You just don't know right now because everyone's so evenly matched. Like, it wasn't – when I was waiting on the scores of Lexington Chester to come in last night, and I was telling Coach Cindy, I was like, it wouldn't surprise me if Chester beat Lexington at home. I could have seen that happen, and I just – from a matchup perspective. So you don't know – and Stranger, like, you have no idea right now, because Lexington went and beat McNary at McNary, and that threw a wrench in things. But prior to that, I would have told you, okay, McNary's probably two, and then us, Lexington, Chester, somewhere 3, 4, 5, and you just don't know what. But now it's wide open, and, you know, every game matters. So if you can go steal one on the road next week, that goes a long way to getting you where you need to be.
Exactly. Well, we'll be at Jackson Southside. Another trip to Jackson. Just got back. Gonna have to turn around and go again on Tuesday. Go to Southside, a little closer to home. And then McNary on Friday. And then home for the final stretch, as Lexington will be in on February the 4th. Chester County will be in on that Friday on the 7th. And then we'll wrap up the regular season on the 11th. That's on a Tuesday night with Northside before we get into district play. So a big couple of weeks coming up for Lady Tigers and the Tigers, and we'll be right there with you each and every step of the way. Coach, I appreciate you giving me a little part of your Saturday. I hope everybody gets feeling better. I know you've had the flu running through your bunch, and so hopefully everybody is on the mend, and you'll get that out of. That's a bad thing when you got kids and everything. Everybody's just so closed up, and it just goes through from room to room, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. I spent 3 or 4 days locked away in a room by myself, and my poor wife, I know she's hoping that we're all back on the mend, because she's been pulling double duty around here all week.
Yeah. Well, they're tough. They're tougher than we are.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Hope y'all get to feeling better. See you on Tuesday night at Jackson Southside.
Yes, sir. We'll see you Tuesday.
All right. That's Coach Brandon Kurt, Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers get a win last night on Northside. They go 2-0 on the week as they defeated Chester County on Tuesday. We'll take a quick time out. We'll wrap it up on this Saturday morning. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. The Hardin County Tiger baseball team opens their 2025 season March the 4th. In Henderson, Tennessee at Freed Hardeman University, as they'll take on South Gibson County. First pitch is at 6 p.m. Catch every pitch, hit, and run right here on your number one sports station, 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. It's about time for us to get out of here on this Saturday morning. Thanks to Coach Kurt for coming in. And Coach Geyer and Coach Kurt join us by the phone line. And giving us a minute of their time. But let's see. Congratulations. The bowling teams. Lady Tigers state champions, 12 in a row, 16 overall. And Caitlin Woodard, congratulations to her as a state champion individual. So she gets a couple of rings. That'll be nice. And the boys finishing runner-up. They had a great season. Lost in a close one up there. They've had a few state championships themselves. So congratulations to the bowling team and to the Chanels. Coaching them up. Unbelievable what they've done. Playoff football tomorrow. NFL, KC and Buffalo, Washington and Philadelphia. Should be some really good games. If you are in the NFL, this kind of time of year, I like to watch them. They seem to care a little bit more when it gets in this playoff deal. So I'll be watching that. That's on tomorrow. Coming up tonight, right here on 93.5 FM, our Sports Saturday continues with Tennessee basketball. Ball Network will take over at 7 p.m. They'll lead you up to the tip-off between Tennessee and Auburn from Auburn, Alabama. So be sure to catch it right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. It's about time for us to get out of here on this Saturday morning. We've done all the damage we can do. Got you caught up. Remember, Tiger basketball coming up on Tuesday night. We'll be in Jackson, Tennessee as the Tigers and Lady Tigers will take on the Southside Hawks. Tip-off time with the Lady Tigers will be at 6 p.m. And then on Friday, we'll be in McNary County, Selmer, Tennessee at McNary Central. Tip-off time at 6 p.m. there. For Ashton over at the station, Coach Kurt, Coach Geyer, I hope you all have a great Saturday. Go out and enjoy a little bit of warmer weather than we've had. And we'll see you again next Saturday at 9 a.m. for Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. So until then, have a great weekend. Go Vols. We'll see you on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. tip, Hardin County at Southside.